Welcome to CJSF 90.1. My name is Aiden.
I'm Sean.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Kira. This is Golf Radio. Before we get started, I'd like to acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kekwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. That's it. The next song that we have playing is going to be Verbs by Steve, by Peyton featuring Steve Lacy.
That was Verbs by Peyton featuring Steve Lacy. Next up we have Psy by Dylan Sinclair.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Show me some love. Feels like a flap. Do you want me still or not? If our bed disappears, when we're through with our years, is it bad if we go where we wanna? It has always been clear that I got you right here, but now I'm not so sure. Listen, the distance. your wishing, kissing me felt like before. This was convincing me this thing wasn't a choice. One has felt like more and infinite with no end, like a flame. I wanted to be your man, but I ain't ready to shut that door. I can't hold on anymore. Drift in the breeze, the green trees be free. We've been stuck for some weeks, why can't we claim peace? And I get angry, this feels far from new. I don't know what to do other than let you loose. Chasing your needs, do I please less? Should you need less? Should I be more? Have some remorse, and let it go.
Don't wanna be the one giving out on this.
Don't like wanna it. Let you go. Missing the distance, you're pushing, kissing. Like more and infinite with no end, like a time. I wanted to be your man, but I don't feel the love anymore. Show me the love from before.
That was Sigh by Dylan Sinclair, and next up is Liza, Back for More featuring Toby.
Started on this.
That was Back for More by Liza featuring Toby. Next up, we have Afro Blue by Ryan Douglas.
Graduate from Five Guys. Oh. Do I captivate your mind? Do I mean a little more to you? Says you don't need a man. They don't love you like I do.
Ryan Douglas with Afro Blue. And next up, I just got a question for y'all. For a quick little segment here. I was thinking, like, about, I don't know, it has to have been just sometime this week, like, mm-hmm. what colors would taste like. And my question for y'all is, what colors do you think taste the best? Like, what color would you guys eat?
Eat?
Just like, yeah, which one do you think tastes the best?
Like, you could only eat one color for the entire day. It has to be a food, just like,
or just,
only
no, just
food.
Not even the entire day. Just, like, which one would you be like, yeah, like, I'm trying to eat, like, green or something.
Green foods only today.
Purple.
Foods that are
why
yellow
purple?
Today, like.
It's otherworldly.
How so?
It's just, like, it reminds me of, like, space.
So you'd want to eat, like, but what about, I don't know, like, black? Because, like, isn't space black?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, it depends. If you're saying, like, what color would I like to eat? Like, I could look at it like, oh, like red has like apples, mm-hmm. red velvet cake. Like, it depends how I'm looking at it.
No, I would also choose red, but like, because I prefer, like, when I go to restaurants, I get like steak, right? So when I think of red, I think of like meat.
That makes sense. I think of red velvet cake because I really like red velvet cake, and that was I don't know, I just really like red velvet cupcakes, so I do that. But I also feel like blue would kind of be nice because like blueberries. Actually, no, not purple. You already said purple. Yeah, I'm gonna go with blue. Blueberries. Other things that are blue.
Gatorade.
I feel like red. I'm going back to red. Mm-hmm. Like, there's lots of good, like, a good steak. That'd be delicious.
We already said steak.
Did we?
Yeah.
So you eat up steak?
Yeah. I mean, but like, not like, I wouldn't want to eat just steak, you know? Like, I'd have to get variety. Red feels too heavy, like, of a color. Like, there's not, like, enough, like, you know, like, green.
Variety,
like,
I guess, yeah.
What would you...
I'd say green, then, because there is variety in that one.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of vegetables and nice greens. And we also have, like, some... what else? The grapes. Those are also great, like, grapes.
I mean, okay, if... There was a carrot, and it was, like, cut in half, and, like, there was equal parts, if there was equal parts, what's it called? The orange part and the, like, green part at the top, would you count that as orange or green?
Orange.
It's an orange carrot, the green.
But there's, like, equal parts of it.
But you don't eat the green part.
You can. You could put it in, like, soup.
To be fair.
But that's, like, freaky a little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, like, it's, hypothetically, it could be possible, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like carrot soup. Me personally, I like carrot soup. But you know what else I like is our next song.
Pick Up I'm Alone by Luna L.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If we're a myth. Think of you all day, 'cause I can't go on if I don't know what you think of us. Was it fake? I think I'm stuck on how things used to be.
That was Pick Up I'm Alone by Luna L. Next up, we have Open by Dylan Sinclair.
Tell me what I gotta do if I need to convince you I'm not playing. Every time I make moves, you don't really say much and it should drain me. But I'm patient, cause I know you get this every day. But I will chase it like I'm racing. Then embrace it and treat you like a goddess that you are. You're the baddest that I've seen, I'm not just talking by the bar. You don't believe me, girl, I need you, oh I need you. Could put my pride in that aside. When I'm at the top, I want you laying by my side. You can take your time with me, confide to me. I'll show you what I'm about. Just try to be open. Yes, I'm young and you know guys in my position. They're looking left and right, everybody with their main insights. Yeah, with that, I can't show you what I'll show you. I'm smitten with your fine self. I mean well with you. If you believe that I could put my pride in that aside. When I'm at the top, I want you laying by my side. You can take your time with me, confide to me. I'll show you what I'm about. Just try to be open up to me.
That was Open by Dylan Sinclair, and next we have Look What You Done by The God Fahim. And shout out The God Fahim, he works in Atlanta and he's also known as the 100 tape legend because he's been releasing like crazy amount, right? So let me get to that.
Ain't no fault in my lines, I got plenty damage to deal. Lay the sauce on my rhymes, all my orders got fulfilled. The plot thickens in the event of danger. I'm about my ticket, don't like to deal with strangers. Don't be a victim of your own anger. I stash a rifle like a long ranger, maybe. You try to play me, then you win some bar that's waist deep. Cause I keep heat that'll fry you just like a skillet. When I pull heat like barbecue, I'ma grill it. More money, more fame, more pleasure. My status like a dragon, all I do is hoard treasures. For all my illustrations, all I do is use letters. And for my past demonstrations, I'm just getting more better. Faces get sour when I pull up in that black thing. I push the eye through the city like Batman. The temperature be rising, but what more can we expect? In this land of war, got me fending off any threats. I hunt and gather for the check, play off, cause I'm the best. Every time I hit the paint, it's layup with no regrets. I got the first take and I ain't talking about sports. I bomb first on the enemy, this pressure full court. I wanna know your source, I got a preference for the Porsche. Or the big body Benz or the Lexuses, of course. The wrist costs 20 and the neck costs times 50. My bank account chin on Canelo times 60. With the blink of an eye, the whip go from 0 to 60. My biceps flex like Ronnie Coleman in Olympia. Lifting big arms, that's rock solid to diminish ya. Rocking big charms, this truck jewelry is in miniature. Four season hotel, I spent four nights. Wrote 40 rhymes, then I put them on ice. So much fire in my notepad, yo, this my real life. Don't ask me what I'm cooking, when it's done, you'll know. I get the chefing up, another beat is tag toe. I get the chefing up, load up a beat, I'm on go.
Look what you said to my broken heart.
Alright, that was Look What You Done by The God Fahim. And we're actually going to pause the music because we just had a really interesting conversation about, I think, large fries from McDonald's. So, y'all, go ahead.
All right. So, me and Evan, we were just talking about what is the best McDonald's orders. And I was going on my opinion, so I'm just going to give mine. My favorite McDonald's order, you started out on the kiosk. You get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal. Okay. That's the burger. That's the meal.
Yep.
We get on the side where you get the fries. But here's the life hack. You ask for a side of cheese curds and a side of gravy. It ends up being cheaper than actually buying the poutine on the side. Mm-hmm. And you can make your own. Life hack, guys. And right after that, if I'm still feeling a bit hungry, I might also put like a side of chicken nuggies on the side, maybe like a six pack. And then maybe an iced tea. And depending on how fat I'm feeling, I might get a milkshake. But most of the time, an iced tea.
Are you hungry?
I'm kind of hungry, yeah.
I didn't know McDonald's had poutine.
It's bad, but they have it.
Why would you get it if it's bad, then?
I don't understand how people get the McRib.
But there's other places to get poutine. No?
Yeah.
I remember I used to bust up the fish filet and the McChicken. Like, I never get the actual beef.
Did you You unironically ate the fish filet.
Yeah.
Filet-O-Fish is amazing.
That was good. I had it over any
R.I.P. to this man's stomach.
I just always saw like the jokes about it, but I ain't never.
It's real fish.
I ain't never tried to dabble in that. That seems a little bit.
It's cod. It's good.
On cod, it's not.
Cod is a good fish.
Guys, I made a really funny joke.
That was funny, man.
Instead of saying on god, I said on cod. That's why. Very funny.
Like the sauce is good too.
The sauce, the tartar sauce.
The McRib though, that was a good sandwich.
No, it
I
is
don't
not.
Think
no, no,
I don't
no.
think there's any rib in McRib. That. I don't think there's any rib in that.
I mean, sure, it was all fake ingredients, but it was good.
It's just blended.
I had the McRib with Evan, right? And basically, I was sitting there and I was excited because it was the McRib, right?
It's back.
So I'm sitting down and I open the burger and I'm looking at the patty and it's gray. It looks like rubber.
Wah, wah.
Right. But I would get the fish filet. I would definitely recommend that.
I actually have seen the fish filet. It does, like, it's like just a fish sandwich, and I vibe with fish sandwiches. Like, they're pretty good. Like, it's like not always the best thing, but like with the fish filet I have tried it. It's better. It's not a bad option. Like, it gets more hate than I think it deserves for a food item.
I just don't like cooked fish. Like, I just can't get behind that. Like, I only eat, like, sushi, like, fish-wise. I don't mess with it.
That's right.
If I can make a suggestion based off that, one thing that I used to really not like was cooked fish, but one thing that I've tried is salmon jerky. That is really good.
I've never heard of
it. It's like beef jerky, but it's using salmon as the meat, and it's...
That makes sense.
It's really good. You can find them. A lot of First Nations people sell them around.
Oh, yeah, I have had...
It's actually very, very good. It's really good for you because salmon is a very, very nutritious fish.
Mm-hmm.
And, and most of the proceeds go to towards Indigenous people programs a lot of the time or whatever. So
that's it.
At the end of the day, you're doing a... Two good things.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'd like to take my first statement back. I do mess with...